This is the first Sunday after Resurrection Sunday, and we are celebrating because we know Jesus is alive, and he lives in our hearts, doesn't he? I was thinking about something, though, about sometimes that we can just put a lock on our life or a lock on our heart. And I was thinking about a small little lock called a combination lock. If you've ever seen one, you know what I mean. If you put it on something and you shut it and you lock it, the only way you can get it open is have the combination of numbers and turn it to the left and turn it to the right. And if you don't have that combination, you can't open the lock. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, because our Bible passage today was about hiding and being afraid. And if we lock our hearts and don't let Jesus in, you know what the ability is to know the combination, that God said that he had come so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, and he gives us the combination to life. So, if you invite Jesus into your heart, and the Bible says that if you believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, you'll be saved. That's the combination, and how we can have life and have it more abundantly. But the passage today that we read in John, and right after Jesus was crucified and buried, and the disciples were afraid because they thought it was all over. They thought that Jesus would never come back. And so the disciples met together in this room, and they locked the door so that nobody could get in because they were afraid. And sometimes fear like that can put a lock on our hearts, and we don't want to do that. We want to have our hearts open so that we may receive the joy of Jesus in our life. Amen. But when we lock our doors, we also lock out people, don't we? And when we have fear in our hearts, we're locking out our faith in God. And that's what happened to the disciples years ago. But then all of a sudden, as the scripture said, Jesus appeared in the room and he told the disciples, "Do not be afraid." And then he sent the Holy Spirit, which we recognize today because we're all spiritual beings, and our spirit connects with God's spirit and gives us the peace that passes all understanding. So always have your heart open. Never lock your heart. Even though life has got its challenges, Jesus will give us some peace and desire, and he'll give us wisdom too. Because Jesus was able to take away the fear of the disciples in the early days and fill them with faith. And that's exactly what he does to us. So never put a lock on your heart. Keep your heart open, because Jesus knows the combination. After all, he created us in his image. Amen. Believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and you'll be saved. And a special place of eternal life. In Jesus' name, hope and pray you're having a good day. And remember the combination, Jesus is Lord.